Here we go. Let's go, gang. So, first we're going to chant. And I don't have my guitar out. I'm sorry. And as you see, there's a Tesla charger back there. So we're charging the car at the same time. So, Namah Vishnupataya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sahumin Iti Namente Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivasesha Shunyavati Vasyacha Dejatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur-bhakta-vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadhi Gaur-bhakta-vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hari Hari, Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Nichai Gor, Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Also Teda Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abaya Chalanana Bhaktivinanda Gosami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ram Se Goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Govindana Shayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavanam Ki Jai. Mathuranam Ki Jai. Jagadvasami Ki Jai. Yamunamai Ki Jai. Shrimati Glasi Devi Ki Jai. Sambhita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namni Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarani. So, Om Ganatim Adandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Un Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, we're going to continue with our reading of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we are on the 9th chapter of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhajalila, and beginning with text 115. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're going to have an interesting discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkatabhata right now, which is about the position of Lakshmi, the consort of Lord Narayan, juxtaposed with the position of Radharani. And of course we know ontologically, that's a big word for all of you, that ontologically, Lakshmi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. But there's a different mood. Just like Krishna has his various expansions. For example, there is Krishna, and one expansion is called Nrisimha Bhagavan. And Nrisimha Bhagavan is in a different mood than Krishna and Vrindavan, even though it's the same person. So you don't find Nrisimha Bhagavan dancing with gopis. That would be completely rasabas. That means it doesn't work. It just doesn't work, the different moods. And anyway, so there's different expansions of Krishna, and there's different expansions of Srimati Radharani. And in the same way, we have Lakshmi, who's an expansion of Srimati Radharani, a different mood than Srimati Radharani. And she performed austerities for so many years to try to enter in Vrindavan, and she couldn't enter in Vrindavan, and now we're going to find out why Lakshmi couldn't enter into Vrindavan. It's a real problem. Imagine you're doing thousands of years of austerities, and they don't let you into Vrindavan. And at the same time, as presented in the previous verse, that the Kaliya serpent basically didn't do so many years of austerities. I mean, he was a mean whatever before. Not going to use bad words in class. He was mean. He was killing living entities in Vrindavan. And yet he got Krishna's feet on his head. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? That is astounding. And Lakshmi couldn't get into Vrindavan. This is a great mystery. So I'm actually going to fill you in why Kaliya got Krishna's feet on his head. Why did Kaliya get Krishna's feet on his head? Because he got the mercy of a great devotee, Shobari Muni. And Shobari Muni committed offenses, but still he was a great devotee. Because Shobari Muni was very protective of the snakes, including Kaliya. And he was so protective of the snakes that he would not let Garuda take prasadam. Because he told Garuda that these snakes are my... He was in the Yamuna Lake. Shobari Muni told Garuda that the snakes are my buddies. I am their protector. A sense of proprietorship over the fish. Sorry, not the fish, but the snakes and the fish, of course. And then what happened? At that point, he committed offense against Garuda. But Garuda, respecting the sage's curse, did not come to the Yamuna River to eat fish. He's allowed to eat fish. It's fine. That's his prasad. So, one sense, it's okay. So, what happened, to make a long story short, is Kali was able to live there without any fear from Garuda, which he was very fearful before. And Shobari Muni, I don't know if I should tell this story, but he became disturbed just by seeing fish or having fish rub by him. He got romantic. Can you imagine getting romantic watching fish? Yuck! Can you imagine, you know, you have your fish tank and you're looking to fish and there's a male fish and a female fish and they have little fish babies. Actually, there's two versions of the story. One is he saw the fish do those things. And the other story is the fish actually rubbed by him and agitated him by that. But anyway, whatever it is, he became agitated by fish. And Shobari Muni jumped out of the water, dove out of the water, ran to the king, Mandata, and said, I want to marry one of your daughters. And the king looked at the sage. The sage was completely waterlogged. That means he'd been in the water a long time. It was very wrinkled. I guess there was seaweed and his hair or whatever. And then the king thought, you know, if I say no to the sage, he'll curse me. If I say yes, my daughters will curse me. So he said, what am I going to do? So he said to the sage, whichever of my 50 daughters wants to marry you, they can have you. And he thought, this is a win-win solution. Nobody's going to marry him. You know, everything will be right. So the sage uses his mystic power, converts himself into a beautiful, handsome young man. The women fight over him. He's mine, he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. And he has 50 wives. So that's the problem. you offend a devotee, then you have to deal with more than one wife. Oh my God. That's enough to get you to be respectable to devotees for the rest of your life, isn't it? Whew. What torture. So anyway, so he gets married to 50 wives, but the story has a happy ending because after a while he realizes, you know, I made a mistake. Not marrying the wives, but, you know, he was a good husband. Because he could divide himself up in so many ways. You know, if you have 50 wives, then, and if you're a yogi, go for it. Because he could divide himself up to 50. But he realized after a while, I'm in Maya. And he said to his wives, we're in Maya. And then they all took vanaprastha and they became pure devotees and went back to Godhead. And the story has a happy ending. But anyway, came back to Kaliya. Because Kaliya got the association somehow or other and the blessings of this sage who was protecting him. So because of that, sage was a devotee. Kaliya actually got Krishna's lotus feet on his head. And also another reason why Kaliya got Krishna's lotus feet on his head, because his wives were devotees. You know, if it was just Kaliya, up to Kaliya alone, then Kaliya wouldn't have gotten that benediction. But his wives, they were called the Naga Patnis. And they had like, Prabhupada explained, they had like, they were like mermaids. That's how Prabhupada described it. Mermaids means they have like a fish lower portion of the body, human upper portion of the body. And they were the ones who interceded also on Kaliya's behalf to make sure that Kaliya wasn't killed by Krishna, crushed to death by Krishna. So anyway, so they were great devotees. They were the gurus of Kaliya. That's true. They were the gurus of Kaliya. So you see, even Naga Patnis can be more advanced than their husband. It's a fact. They were the snake ladies, Naga Patnis, or the Patni of the snake. Sorry about the word snake lady. They're fish ladies, or mermaids, to be more precise. So anyway, so let's go back to the story. I sort of got it. Away into another story. So hear it. Let's continue with our Chaitanya Charitamrita reading. Matakahi Krishna Narayana Ekahi Sarupa Krishnete Arikalila Vaidagyapi Nayadi Rupa. Vaikantapata then said, Lord Krishna and Lord Narayana are one and the same. We know that. But the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. So Venkatabhata, when he's asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why did Lakshmi want to be with Krishna? Because she's supposed to be the most chaste lady and she's always with her husband Narayana. And there she is going after another man. What's the problem? And Venkatabhata had the answer for that one, but he won't have the answer for all the questions. He said that actually they're the same person. Advaita chuta nadi anantarupam adyum puranam purusham navyovanam cha tarasparshe nahiyaya pativrata dharma kotuke lakshmi chahina krishnera sangama. Since Krishna and Narayan are the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna, but she couldn't do it. This is the answer to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, and from this we can understand that Venkatabhata knew the truth. He told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Narayana is a form of Krishna associated with transcendental opulence. Although Krishna is two-armed and Narayana four-armed, there is no difference in the person. Just a different mood. They're one and the same. It's a very important point, philosophical point. Narayana is as beautiful as Krishna, but Krishna's pastimes are more sportive. Sportive. What does it mean, sportive? That means he's teasing people. he's having pastimes with other people's wives, which were actually his wives, but that's another story. He's engaging in so many childish pastimes. And it's not that the sportive pastimes of Krishna make him different from Narayan. It's just a different circumstance. Lakshmi's desiring to associate with Krishna was perfectly natural. In other words, it is understandable that a chaste woman wants to associate with her husband in all his different dresses. Therefore, one should not criticize Lakshmi for wanting to associate with Krishna. You're not going to do that. Siddhantatas Tvabedepi Shri Sha Krishna Sarupayoho Rasenot Krishyate Krishna Rupa Mesha Rasastataha Stitahi. Sorry. Venkatapata continued. According to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the forms of Narayan and Krishna. Yet in Krishna, there is special transcendental attraction due to conjugal mellow, and consequently he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. This verse quoted by Venkatapata is also found in the Bhakti Arasamrita Sindhu 1-2-59. Krishna Sange Pativrata Dharma Nahi Nasha Arikalabe Pahiye Ara Rasavilasa. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by a relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. Vinodini Lakshmi Rahaya Krishna Abhilasa Ihate Ki Doshakene Karapari Hasa. Venkatapata further explained, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is also an enjoyer of transcendental bliss. Therefore, if she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this? So you see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very intimate, joking, teasing relationship with Venkatapata. This is a very interesting type of relationship one can have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Joking, teasing relationship. Such a beautiful rasa he had with the Lord. Prabhu kahe dosha nahi ihami jani rasana paila lakshmi shastre iha shuni. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know that there is no fault on the part of the goddess of fortune, but still, she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from the revealed scriptures. So here's a quote from the Bhagavatam. Nayam shiyonga huni tantarate prasada swaryoshitam nalina ganda rucham kutonyaha solsavesya buja danda grahita kanta labda shashamya udagad braja sundari nam. When Lord Shri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. Nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma exactly resemble the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-60. Lakshmi kene na paila iharaki karana tapakari kaichi krishna paila shuti gana. But can you tell me, this is Lord Chaitanya speaking, why the goddess of fortune Lakshmi could not enter the rasa dance? The authorities of Vedic knowledge could enter the dance and associate with Krishna. Why could they do it and not Lakshmi? Okay. Nibhritta marun manaksha drada yoga yucho radiyan muniyo pasate tadaryo pi yayus maranat striya Uragendra Boga Mujadanda Vishakta Dihyo Vayamapite Samasamadurshongri Sarojasudaha. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing the mystic yoga system and controlling the breath. Thus engaging in mystic yoga, they see the super soul within their hearts and ultimately enter into impersonal Brahman. But even the enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead attain that position simply by thinking of the Supreme Lord. However, the damsels of Braja, the gopis, being attracted by the beauty of Krishna, simply wanted to embrace him and his arms, which are like serpents. Thus the gopis ultimately tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, we Upanishads can also taste the nectar of his lotus feet by following in the footsteps of the gopis. In other words, that's how they achieved that position of being gopis, because they followed in the footsteps of the gopis. This verse is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1087-23. Shrutipaya Lakshminapaya Iteki Karana Batakahi Iha Praveshite Nare Moramana. Oops. Having been asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why the goddess of fortune could not enter into the rasa dance, whereas the authorities on Vedic knowledge could, Venkatabhata replied, I cannot enter into the mysteries of this behavior. Ami jiva kshutrapuri sahajaya stira ishvarera lila koti samudra gambira. Venkatabhata then said, I am an ordinary human being since my intelligence is very limited, and I am easily agitated. My mind cannot enter into the deep ocean of the pastimes of the Lord. Tumi sakshat se Krishna jana nijit karma yare janaha se janhe tomara lila marma. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself. You know the purport of your activities, and the person whom you enlighten can also understand your pastimes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his pastimes cannot be understood by blunt material senses. One has to purify the senses by rendering transcendental loving service unto the Lord. When the Lord is pleased and reveals himself, one can understand the transcendental form, name, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord. This is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad 2.23 and Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3. Yam evaisha vrinute tena labhyastas yaisha atma vivrinute tanum swam. Anyone who is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can understand his transcendental name, qualities, form, and pastimes. Prabhukai Krishnaraika Swabhava Vilakshana Swad Mathurya Sarva Chitta Kare Akarshana. The Lord replied, Lord Krishna has a special characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. Wow. Raja Loke Rabhave Paye Tanara Chatana Tanrayeshwara Kari Nahi Janivraja Jana. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Vraja Loka or Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, in that planet, the inhabitants do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm going to explain what it means to follow in the footsteps. Many of you think that you're more exalted than you actually are. So you think that following in the footsteps means to picture yourself as a gopi or something else in Vrindavan, but following in the footsteps means to imbibe the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. What is the mood, especially the gopis? How do you know what it is? Lord Chaitanya has taught us what it is. that, Krishna, you may crush me by your embrace. You may leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You're completely free to do anything and everything, and you'll always remain my worshipful Lord unconditionally. And also in the Bhagavatam, Ahaituki Pratita Yatma Supersedati. That devotional service is done without any material cause, not even the spiritual cause of wanting to go back to Godhead, but only the cause of what? Trying to please Krishna. And that is Yatma Supersedati. One actually becomes happy and satisfied under those conditions. Otherwise, no way. So that is what it means. Whatever Krishna wants. If Krishna's happiness is giving me unhappiness, that is my happiness. It may seem contradictory, but that's actually what it means to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Not that, you know, I am a gopi, so let me put on some lipstick and what? Eyelashes. I would look kind of funny with eyelashes anyway. Eyelashes and lipstick and some earrings and nose ring. I should have a nose ring too. That would be very funny if I would come on class one day like that. So, to follow in the footsteps means the mood. And what is the mood? The mood is compassion. What is Radharani's mood? Compassion. Radharani is much more compassionate than Krishna. Krishna is very demanding. He would just become a little compassionate. Hey, Krishna, Karna, Sindhu. Dinabandhu, Jagapate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radhakanta, Namosajate. It's interesting. When you talk about Krishna being, I'm just thinking about that verse. Hey, Krishna, Karna, Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagapate. Krishna, you're an ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, the Lord. Everyone. Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radhakanta. And then it's connected, Krishna's mercy is connected with Radharani. Quite interesting. When you talk about Krishna's mercy, you have to connect it with Radharani. Otherwise, it's Sarvadharma Parichasha, Mame Kam Sharanam Braja. And then Radharani is, you know, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Radharani is so soft-hearted. But she's soft-hearted to please Krishna, and she understands what pleases Krishna more than anything else is to bring back people to him from the material world, bring back his parts and parcels who are lost like us. And so when you please Krishna by doing that, Radharani becomes very pleased with you. So you please both of them, of course, because Radharani's whole life is to please Krishna. If you try to offer something to Krishna and it is not of a proper quality, Radharani gets upset with you and she will not let Krishna eat that offering. She said, it is not good enough for my pati. All right, so let's continue. Kehatanre putra jane jane udukale bande kehasaka jane jini. Chare Tandra Kante. Interesting. There, someone may accept him as a son and sometimes bind him to a grinding mortar. Of course, that's Yashoda in the Damodara pastime. Someone else may accept him as an intimate friend and, attaining victory over him, playfully mount his shoulders. That's his friends. Vrajendra Nanandana Balitanre Jane Vrajajana. Raja Jana Aishwarya Gyane Nahi Kona Sambandamanana. The inhabitants of Brajabhumi know Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda, the king of Brajabhumi, and they consider that they can have no relationship with the Lord in the rasa of opulence, because it interferes with that intimate relationship. Just like when the residents of Vrindavan met Krishna in Kurukshetra. That's during the time of the eclipse. And they said, Radharani said, you're the same Krishna and I'm the same Radharani, but I want to enjoy with you by the banks of the Jamuna, Vitasi, by the Vitasi tree and whatever. And so Radharani and the residents of Vrindavan could not really relate to Krishna as a king, even though they knew it was the same Krishna, like Radharani says, because that was Lord Chaitanya speaking to the mood of Radharani. Even though Radharani knew it was the same Krishna, still, that was Krishna in a different mood. So they can't, the relationship's not there, unless Krishna actually enters into his most intimate loving exchanges in Vrindavan and exhibits his most intimate mood. So, Braja Lokera Bhave Ye Karai Vajana Se Janapaya Braja Vrajendra Nandana. One who worships the Lord by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Braja attains him in the transcendental planet of Braja, where he is known as the son of Maharaj Nanda. As described, the inhabitants of Brajabhumi or Goloka Vrindavan know Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda. They do not accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As people in general do, the Lord is the supreme maintainer of everyone and the chief personality among all personalities. In Brajabhumi, Krishna is certainly the central point of love, but no one knows him there as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, a person may know him as a friend, son, lover, or master. In any case, the center is Krishna. The inhabitants of Brajabhumi are related to the Lord in servitude, friendship, parental love, and conjugal love. A person engaged in devotional service may accept any one of these transcendental relationships, which are known as mellows. When such a person reaches the perfectional stage, he returns home back to Krishna in his pure spiritual identity. When a person reaches the perfectional stage. That's an interesting color. Nayam shukapo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutaha yaninam jatma bhutanam yata bhakti matam iha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body to be the same as the self." Well, there's a question here. This is about dinner. Right? This is not very good. I'm with some people who are simply thinking about eating, but it's just, and I, you know, they sometimes buy Carmi ice cream. This verse, also given in Majalila 8:227, is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:9:21. Text 133. Shruti gana gopi ganera anugatahana jeshuri sutabhaje gopi bhava lana. The authorities in the Vedic literature who are known as the Shruti Ganas worship Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps. So the authorities in the Vedic literature who are known as the Shruti Ganas desire to enter into Lord Krishna's rasa dance. Therefore, they began to worship the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis. In the beginning, however, they were unsuccessful. When they could not enter the dance simply by thinking of Krishna and the ecstasy of the gopis, they actually accepted bodies like those of the gopis. They even took birth in Brajabhumi, just like the gopis, and consequently became engrossed in the ecstasy of the gopis' love. In this way, they were allowed to enter into the Rasa Leela dance of the Lord. And there's some indication that some of these sages, actually, they became attracted to Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra said, "This is not appropriate relationship because I only have one wife in this life, Ekapatni Vrata." And also, you know, you have to appear in Braj as gopis. You have to have the proper mood, the proper body to associate with Krishna in that particular way. Of course, it's an interesting thing, is the spiritual body, the mood, the intelligence, the mind, the person, the soul, they're all exactly the same. They're non-different. In this world, there's a world of duality. There's a difference between me, my mood, my body. Everything is just like completely different. Let me just tell these people something. We got people that are uncontrollable here. But anyway, just give me a second. I'm going to go on mute for a second. Okay, sorry for that delay. Yeah, we have to control our humble disciples here. Vayantare gopideha braja yabe poila se dehe krishna sange rasa krida kela. The personified authorities on the Vedic hymns acquired bodies like those of the gopis and took birth in Brajabhumi. In those bodies, they were allowed to enter into the Lord's rasa dance. So they had to take birth in Brajabhumi and take bodies. Let me just tell these. Okay, sorry for that delay. Okay, we're going to take questions in another 2 minutes, because we're going to have to get back on the road. Gopi Jati Krishna, Gopi Prayasi Tanhara, Devi Vanya Sri, Krishna Nakare Angikara. Lord Krishna belongs to the coward community, and the gopis are the dearmost lovers of Krishna. Although the wives of the denizens of the heavenly planet are most opulent within the mature world, neither they nor any other women in the material universe can acquire Krishna's association. Wow. Lakshmi chahe se dehe Krishna sangama gopi anugahana nakaila bhajana. The goddess of fortune Lakshmi wanted to enjoy Krishna at the same time retain her spiritual body in the form of Lakshmi, or opulences. In other words, the mood. Because remember, I'm explaining that the body of Lakshmi and all the residents, you know, she's the Shakti of the Lord, they're non-different from the person. When we talk about the body and the mood are the same. In the material world, I explained previously, the body, the mood, the person, they're all different. There's the duality, or triality, or quadrality, or punchality. However, isn't it? You got the body, the mood, the activities. You know, everything's just so separate in this world. Even though we say, you know, this is me. But Prabhupada actually sometimes would question people, point to yourself. You know, where, point to yourself. Nose yourself, the eyes yourself, your mouth yourself, your stomach yourself. For some people, yes, stomach is themselves. Anye deha napaye rasa vilasa ataivanayam shloka kahi veda vyasa. Vyasadeva, the supreme authority on Vedic literature, composed the verse beginning nayam shukha. Sukhapo Bhagavan, because no one can enter into the rasa lila dance in any body other than that of a gopi. This verse confirms the verse of the Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Pitran Yanti Patriya Vrataha, Bhutani Yanti Bhutesha Yanti Mag Vajinopima. Lord Krishna said, those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. In the material world, every conditioned soul changes his body again and again. But when the spirit soul is purified of all material, accepting a material body, such a soul then remains in its original, there's the word original, spiritual identity, a state that is possible to achieve only by understanding Krishna in truth through the practice of Krishna consciousness, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divim Evam Vyo Veti Tatvataha Takru Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mamiti Sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this mature world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Only when one regains his original spiritual body can he enter into the spiritual kingdom. As far as the Rasa-lila pastimes of the Lord are concerned, it is futile for one who is within the mature world to attempt to imitate the Lord's dances. One has to attain a spiritual body like that of a gopi to enter into the pastimes of the Rasa-lila. In the Nayam Sukha Po verse, the devotees are referred to as Bhaktimat, that is, fully engaged in devotional service and devoid of material contamination. One cannot enter into Krishna's Rasa-lila dance simply by artificially imitating it or artificially thinking oneself a Sakhi. Sakhi-beki, those are the people who dress up like that, and dressing up like one, like I mentioned before in Vrindavan. You'll see people, men, with beards, with lipstick or whatever, and they are the ugliest gopis I've ever seen. Krishna's Rasa-lila dance is completely spiritual. It has nothing to do with material contamination. Therefore, no one can enter into this pastime by artificial material means. That also means like picturing yourself as a gopi. Not only dressing your body as a gopi's body, but picturing yourself, envisioning yourself as a, that's artificial. Sorry about that, Prabhus and Prabhinis. That is the instruction of the Nayam Sukhabo verse, and it must be strictly understood. All right, so we are going to. And now we'll take one or two questions because we got to get back on the road. And hold on a second, let me unmute you so you can ask questions. Any aspiring gopis here? So, who has a question? You can write down your question if you want.
Gurudev, I have a question.
Okay. Raja.
There's this quote that you quoted about Narada Muni using his free will, because the purport was that if you love Krishna, that's the only time you're truly free. And I'm trying to understand that aspect of it.
Okay.
It's from the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think it's...
Prabhupada said that. I remember that very well. That Narada Muni wandered according to his free will. It was, more or less what Prabhupada said. And Prabhupada said every living entity hankers to have that freedom. Well, the point is that, first of all, there's several points in this regard. Right now, we are controlled by these modes of nature. As you probably experience when you associate with certain people or certain situations, your consciousness changes. Like when you associate with Tulsi, then you become completely Krishna conscious and you see yourself as a gopi. But I'm just joking about that. And then when you... Anyway, I'm not going to get into the details. So we actually get controlled. So we're not free in this world. And of course, there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Sanskrit, we're controlled like puppets. We think we're, like, right now I may think, for example, like, it's very hot outside. It's an appropriate example. I may think, I have to have ice cream. Yes, it's very appropriate because I got two people with me who gave in to their senses. Anyway, so I have to have ice cream. So the tongue is pulling you. Ice cream, ice cream. And then you're obsessive, compulsive. I must have ice cream. I must. It's hot. It's very hot. It's very hot. And I know Gurudev doesn't like it, but I'm going to have it anyway. So anyway, so, no, they didn't do that. So, so is that free will? I don't think it's free will. When one is able to control the senses, then your true nature comes out and you're functioning according to your true nature, which is really cool. Like, it's like freedom. Like, for example, yes, I would like to take ice cream too. There's nothing wrong with ice cream. Don't get worried about this. I'm not going to not say anything about it. But then I'm thinking, but I don't have to. I can choose to if I want to. And I can choose not to. But I'm not controlled by it. It's just like, it's wow. That's wonderful. Just like I gave the example many years ago, I was eating a lot of cheese and stuff like that. And the doctor said to me, you better give it up or else, you know, you'll go back to Yamaraj. And I said, can't do it. Better to see Yamaraj. Eat cheese and see Yamaraj. Anyways. So then, then what happened is, anyway, this is a long story. I'm not going to tell you about Lord Shiva or anything like that. But anyway, I got some mercy. And I was able to give it up. Cold turkey, as they say. And I felt like so free. Not just the idea, you know, that I was able to do something that was healthy for me. But it was like a feeling of, wow, I'm not being dragged by this tongue anymore. I can decide one way or the other. And I can make a plan for my life. And I can make a plan to decide. Wow. I just like when I was young, my mother tried to control me. And as soon, you know, I told the story how I ran away from home. I felt so good when I ran away from home. I told my mother, I can't stand being with you anymore. I have to run away. And she said, you have my blessing. You know, she said, I said, do I have your permission? She said, yes. I give you permission. She thought I'd never do it. And so I got on the road and started hitchhiking. Little boy, you know, 13 years old or whatever. Started hitchhiking. And I felt like a breath of fresh air and freedom because I was no longer controlled by this lady, my mother. So I... of course, I was premature. I wasn't quite liberated at that particular juncture. Took some time to become liberated. So there's actually a feeling of relief when you're not controlled anymore by these different factors. And then your real personality comes out. You know, I don't know what my real personality is, you know, telling jokes all the time. But anyway, it comes out. But also rebellion, this is actually interesting. Rebellion is not freedom either. People think like that. Like, for example, I'm free to, oh my God, I hate to use this example. I'd use it anyway. I'm free to dress in a dhoti sometimes or dress in Western clothes. But I don't feel forced by my rebellious attitude to giving up something, because attraction and repulsion are felt by conditioned souls. You know, they're two sides of the same thing. I don't feel forced to give up something to express my freedom. Do you understand what I mean? Which is really interesting. Sometimes people think or feel forced to express their freedom by rebelling against something that they were forced to do by their senses or by someone else or, you know, by society. But that is also not freedom. That's also, you know, rebellion is not freedom. Rebellion is actually just the negative side of being controlled. So that's interesting. So there's a whole relief. No modes of nature. I can make my own choices. I'm not controlled by anyone. I'm doing what I want to do. Pity ball. Anyway. You know, when we're controlled by expectations from other people or rebelling against those expectations, that both of them is not freedom. So, yes.
My mother's...
Yeah, what's that?
One idea, I don't know, like, have it fully formulated, but one, like, the speculation I had when I read it was, like, do... When you're in love, you don't care about, like, all of the... With Krishna, you don't care about all the formalities of the world that aren't required for, like, expressing that love or, like, that get in the way of
exactly.
that expression. And so you can just, like, who cares what they think? I'm going to do
unless,
this anyway.
Unless Krishna cares.
Everything
And
that's because, I mean, Krishna. We could...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And if, I mean, I was thinking that on a like small scale and not the same scale, when you like love someone in this world, but because Krishna is not part of this world, it's spiritual. It's a lot more, it's like fully, it's actually freeing. It's not your senses. And it's like, you're able to, move through this material world with that attachment being a lot, being free.
Yeah, because it's love. It's just out of love. You're doing things you're choosing to do things out of love. Not because if you don't do it, God will punish you. You know, many people do. Yeah, they're worried about going to hell or God will. My mother used to do that too. I mean, actually, Gopal just sent a message. My mother was a saint. Yes, my mother was a saint. She tolerated me. It took a saint to tolerate me. I tell you that. Ooh. It still takes a great saint to tolerate me. Anyway, you know, I'm just, like right now, I'm traveling with these two devotees, and I am torturing the hell out of them, you know. They've been crying the whole trip, you know, in misery. So, yeah, anyone who can tolerate me is a great saint. But so, anyway, so, yes, Gopal asked the question, do you mean to say that you choose to, based on the lofty goal, I choose to do it to please Krishna and please Prabhupada? I mean, it's so liberating. I mean, it's just like, the feeling is just like, wow. You like that song, Born Free? You don't know that song, Born Free. Anyway, it's just like being let out of a cage. Wow. Okay, good question. I think good lesson sees that our own service. Our faults ego pride grows and contaminates our intelligent bewildering in our senses, leading to offenses. You know, many times we actually think... I just want to comment again about this rebellion. People thinking rebellion is an expression of freedom. It is an indication that we want to be free, but it's actually not freedom. Because we're still being controlled by the other person in a negative way. Or the other expectations of society in another way. Okay, we got to end here. These devotees are forcing me. I'm not actually free. But these devotees are forcing me to serve them. And not really. I'm just teasing them. So thank you very much. We'll see everybody tomorrow evening. We'll be back in our home, if Krishna desires, tomorrow evening. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.